Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. I've been hearing a lot on the news and on the internet about a new medication that is supposed to help treat a patient with a brain injury. It's just all very confusing what I'm hearing. Could you help make some sense of it? Answer. Great question and thanks for asking. Yes, this is probably the most newsworthy medication and study that has come out recently about the treatment of traumatic brain injuries. The medication is something called tranexamic acid, tranexamic acid, also known as TXA, which is what I'll refer to it during this podcast. TXA is a medication that has been around for quite a bit of time. It's often used in patients who have bleeding disorders, which might cause them to bleed during various surgeries, such as a dental surgery. What this medication does is prevents bleeding from taking place through a process known as fibrinolysis, which is basically a big term for one of our various chemical processes that's involved with breaking down blood products, and in this case, reversing blood products and keeping blood in the body. There have been studies before this looking at TXA and how it may help treat patients, but they were primarily used in patients who have had big traumas and not necessarily just a brain injury, or big traumas and a brain injury. But in this most recent case, the study, based out of Britain but done in many countries throughout the world, looked at patients who have had only a traumatic brain injury. Some of what made a person eligible to be in this trial is if they had a Glasgow Coma Scale of 12 or below. Again, looking at the Glasgow Coma Scale, this tells healthcare employees what level a patient is at functionally and cognitively after a brain injury. So we know from the Glasgow Coma Scale that 13 to 15 is often indicative of a mild brain injury, which is known as a concussion. 9 to 12 is known as a moderate brain injury. 8 to 3 is known as a severe brain injury. There is no score of 0, 1, or 2 on the Glasgow Coma Scale. So patients were eligible for this study if they had a scale score of 12 or if any sort of bleeding in the brain was seen on a head scan. Patients also had to be an adult, meaning 18 years or older or 16 years or older, depending on the country. Some patients were given a placebo, and this was all random, meaning at chance. A patient could not specifically select one or the other. And for many of these patients, they were not aware of what is going on at the time because of their brain injury. So they were not able to pick what group they could be in anyways. Some of the results overall in this study, and I will quote the study exactly. Our results show that tranexamic acid is safe in patients with TBI and that treatment within 3 hours of injury reduces head injury-related deaths. Patients should be treated as soon as possible after injury. And again, this is quoting directly from the published study. It was published in The Lancet. Under the name Effects of Tranexamic Acid on Death, Disability, Vascular Occlusive Events, and Other Morbidities in Patients with Acute Traumatic Brain Injury, CRASH 3, a Randomized Placebo-Controlled Trial. And then, again, as the title states, it looked at other morbidities. Because one could think if you're preventing bleeding, maybe your blood is, quote-unquote, getting thicker, which could cause other events in a person's body, which we've talked about some in past episodes, such as a deep vein thrombosis or a pulmonary embolus, stroke, heart attack, kidney failure, in addition to looking at sepsis, which is a blood infection, seizure, or stomach bleeding. And when within the less than 3 hour to treatment group, there was no difference in these complications that could have occurred between the group of patients that received TXA and the group of patients that received a placebo. So again, to answer your question, yes, this does help prevent bleeding in a patient's brain after a brain injury. This podcast is not the area to go into more details, to analyze more of the statistics involved in this study. Again, this is for a general overview without specific commentary. But do know that the results do show that this is a positive medication for the right patient. And hopefully in the United States, we will start seeing this used more and more for the treatment of traumatic brain injury, as well as seeing it throughout the world being used. For more information on this medication, do a Google search, do a PubMed search. Go to Google and type in PubMed, and you'll be able to see various articles concerning this medication and concerning this CRASH 3 trial. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.